A fan of Casting Actress Cast sent in a voice question to the website that got me thinking. There are some dangerous pitfalls and missteps in show business that can really damage a career. What's worse is that as new talent comes into the business, the pattern is repeated. Now, there's no intention to scare you in this episode, but rather shine the light of awareness so that you can navigate your career more effectively. This episode is all about the dangers, ripoffs, and bad choices that can happen to you, the actor, on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video for actors. Each week, we provide practical, useful information to advance your craft and your career in the business of show. And now, here's your host, casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Casting Group in New York. How are you? I'm so glad that you're here today. Listen, if you're new to Casting Actors Cast, welcome. We are a really amazing community, over 60,000 downloads of this podcast video of like-minded actors who are interested in growing in their acting and also in their acting career. I'm a casting director with 12 years of experience with McCorkle Casting and 20 years as an actor before that. And so I feel like I'm in a pretty cool position to be able to give you information that you're going to find useful and valuable. At least that is the intention. You can help me by simply going to the website, Casting Actors Cast. You can check out all kinds of really cool information. There's a form there that says, dive into the talent pool. And if you fill out that form by giving me your name and email address, that's going to open up a menu of all kinds of cool stuff, a freebie called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voice of a workshop for professional actors. It's a 100-page PDF download on doing voiceover work. So voice acting is something you have some interest in. You might want to get a free book and check it out. In addition, there's a free video called Casting Director's Secrets. What they don't want you to know, but I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute video, you can't find this video anywhere else. It's only exclusive to those of you who jump into the talent pool when you fill out that form. Also on the website, there's a place called Jeff's Jots, and that's a show notes designation that corresponds to each of the episodes. So if you want some additional notes or you want sort of a cheat sheet on each of the episodes, go to the website and check out. It's a blog and show notes simultaneously put on the website. So you might want to check that out. When you go to the website, there's also a place where you can leave me a voice message. And on occasion, actors just simply click on the button and leave me a voice message. And it is so much fun. And I'm now going to play the voice message that I received from this friend of the podcast. He's really a nice guy named Rob. So let's listen to his voicemail, and then I'm going to respond and talk to you about some of the dangers, some of the pitfalls you're going to find if you're new entering the business, or maybe there's some nefarious activity that you want to know about. I'm going to answer that in just a second.
Hi, Jeff. It's Rob. Listen, I just got my first offer to do a commercial, no doubt in part to paying attention to you and Casting Actors Cast. However, they asked me for a lot of information, including name, address, phone number, and both Venmo and PayPal account numbers. Now, in my day job, I work at a bank, and we're schooled to beware of transactions that ask for too much information. My question is, am I being asked to provide too much information? What's usual and customary? At what point should your scam radar start sending alerts and have you say to a casting director, thanks, but no thanks. I look forward to the next Casting Actors Cast. Thanks from an old newbie.
Well, first of all, Rob, thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate it. And to hold off on a direct answer to your question, I'm going to get to it, but I really want to talk first in slightly general terms and then get more specific. We have all heard about the bad representation, about agents and managers that are ripping actors off. And so that's the first thing that I want to address. What do you do about it? What do you do if you are approached by an agent that is asking you some really strange kinds of questions or questions that just don't feel right? I think first and foremost, it's important to trust your gut. But let me give you a few examples. One, I don't want you to ever pay an agent or manager for other than work that they get you. Make sense? I've heard this story so many times, and it just breaks my heart that an agent says, I really like you, for whatever reason, they saw you in a showcase or whatever, and they're reaching out. And the next thing they're trying to do is to sell you stuff. They're trying to sell you classes. They're trying to sell you photographers to take new headshots. They're trying to sell you, you know, whatever. That is just horrible. No agent should ever get any money up front as part of their representing you. So that means that you don't sign any contract or consent to any of those things, like new pictures or career coaches. Anything that an agent is trying to sell you is not a legitimate agent in the business, period. End of story. I have yet to hear a story where the agent is like, oh, I have your best interest in mind. It's only going to cost you blah, blah, blah to get new pictures. Guess what? If you get professional headshots on your own and you've done your research, you've gotten really good professional headshot pictures, you've gotten feedback from casting directors, from other actors, from people in your circle, and then you see an agent, they say, oh man, who did your pictures? You need new pictures. You know what? I just think that throws up a cautionary flag. That includes selling you classes. That includes just trying to pitch you some other decision or some other choice. That is something that you just simply need to walk away from. So do your research. Investigate with your resources that are available to you now. There are so many places that you can find out about these kinds of ripoffs. One is the internet is so fraught with all kinds of information. One of the things that you can find out is simply find out a little more information about the agent or the agency that you're meeting with. A little bit of research can go a long way. Those are really positive, useful resources that the internet can provide. So I think that that's something that is incumbent upon you as a professional in the industry anyway, is to do your research on who you might be meeting. Also, and there's tons and tons of people that are listening to this podcast, but if you have a question about a particular agent or manager or somebody has approached you in a weird way, and you send me an email, I will do my absolute best to respond to you personally and directly to try and help you. I am only about trying to make sure that you don't find yourself in a situation that is taking advantage of you. And as a talent, as a creative person, sometimes it's difficult to mine those waters effectively, and everyone is susceptible to those kinds of despicable ripoffs that are out there. Now, another thing I need to address is that desperation for an agent, for example, means that you are also vulnerable to that kind of deception. So just because your goal is to get an agent doesn't mean that the first agent that is excited to have you in their office should be the one that you go with. It is a business decision. Sure, you need to trust your instincts and trust your gut, but some of these folks are really, really good at their deception. And so really proceed with caution. Number two is too much information a red flag warning? Now, that relates to this voicemail that we got from Rob. He's saying that the person wanted all of this additional information, and is that something to be leery of? And now, Rob, here's my answer. It is absolutely common for the production company who's hired you, whether you've been hired as the talent or it's for a commercial or whether it's for a feature film or it's for a television project, it is very common to ask for a lot of additional personal information. So providing a PayPal account number, it's very likely that that is a legitimate request. Asking you for a social security number is actually a legitimate request. Now, that doesn't mean that anytime somebody asks you for it, you should give it willingly. It does mean that exercise caution, do a few more investigative tasks to find out if this is legitimate by doing research on that company. Running it by somebody else is a really smart, good idea. For example, internet, again, is a useful resource by typing in that production company's name and who's in charge. And there's no reason why you couldn't say, you know what, I'm just a little bit cautious about providing my social security number. Is there a way we can do this where I can feel comfortable that it's legitimate? You are not going to hurt anybody's feelings, especially if it's for a production company that wants you. So what I'm saying is it's not uncommon to ask you for that information. But being a little bit cautious about it is absolutely important to have at the same time. From what you described, Rob, I do not hear anything there that is going to take advantage of you. A PayPal account is the account name that you have. There's no way that they can get any additional information in that account. That is done, you know, when you do your passwords and they do those password protection steps. Those are all there to help you navigate your account. So just giving and providing that information is an okay question to ask. Social security numbers, yeah, you have to be very, very cautious, but it is also one of those things as a W-9 form or a 1099 form, if you're going to be employed by a production company, that's information they actually have. So you might do the research first or investigate the person that's asking first. I think you might find that it is okay and legitimate. Again, I know I'm beating a dead horse here by repeating myself, but having the antenna up are good, but being overly cautious means that you're just being overly cautious, but you need to be satisfied with those answers. But those requests are not in and of themselves an indication of anything nefarious. Ooh, good word, taking place. I hope that that's helpful to you. Here's a shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Guess what? All of their classes are online. Yeah, you can take all kinds of workshops, intensives, all from industry professionals. So hello to my friends at Actors Connection. You gotta check them out. So your Social Security, we talked about, that's necessary for certain forms. Additional bank information, any kind of credit card information, or any other personal or private information, now that is not usually asked for. It's more likely that your suit size or your dress size is going to be asked for wardrobe purposes. But credit card? No. Bank? No. PayPal? Well, that's okay to give that information out, right? That doesn't mean that anything's going to be done with your account. Social Security, again, there's that area where that is important information for anybody that hires you. So it might be a smart idea to provide that information on the day of the booking. Ask them if that is an okay practice so that when you're on set and you meet these people and you see that it's a legitimate situation, that you can feel more comfortable providing that information. Now, that is also something that an agent can do for you. And for those of you who don't have agents, I understand it is invaluable to have and trust your gut instinct on some of these things. Sometimes it's asked for when you book a job, though. That's the thing I wanted to share. Another issue I just want to put out there that you've heard this before, right? If it seems too good to be true, then you know what? It probably is. One story that I'd like to share with you is an agent story that I had happened during my acting career. And I was booking a lot of commercials. Now, at McCorkle Casting Now, we don't book any commercials. But when I was an actor and doing a lot of commercial work, I always had this really a private dream to go with this agency that did nothing but commercials. And they were like, and I'm not going to mention their names, but they were like the hot commercial agent in town at that time. Literally, every audition I would go to, there would be several actors from that agency also auditioning at the same time. And so I kind of harbored the secret fantasy that, gosh, you know what? If I had that agent, I would get so much more work. And so imagine my surprise when I got a call from the lead agent in that agency saying, Jeff, I'd like to take you to lunch. It was like, whoa, yeah, I'll do lunch. Sure, no problem. So I went to lunch with this agent. And the agent said, you know what? We would really love to have you on board with your commercial talent and represent you as a commercial actor. I was like, ooh, that sounds so good. Okay, well, this is exactly what I wanted. I was really excited. Now, it was hard to say goodbye to the agent that was sending me out on a semi-regular basis, and I had booked some commercial work through them because they were very loyal and very nice people. But I was thinking of my career. I was thinking of advancement, and I was excited. I have to be honest. I was so excited that this person showed interest in me. And so I signed, and I was all ready to go, right? And I can tell you that crickets, that's all I heard, crickets. I didn't get one call from this agent. I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And, you know, I did the actor thing. I was afraid of calling and saying, what's happened? I haven't heard from you. And I should have done that. That's well within my rights. But I let several weeks go by. And I didn't hear one thing. And I was going out at that time. I have to say, I was going out 4 or 5 times a week for on-camera commercial auditions. And now I'm getting nothing. And I'm thinking, what the hell happened? And you know what? So I finally got the gumption, because I was in my 20s. I really should have known better. I'm not going to beat myself up over this. But okay, so I call the agent. And I say, I don't understand. I haven't been sent out, and I usually get sent out quite a bit. I don't understand that since I signed with you, nothing is happening. Can you tell me what's going on? And he said, oh, you just don't get it, do you? I was like, what? What don't I get? He said, I just wanted to take you out of the competition. I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded. In other words, by signing me and not sending me out, he was keeping me from being competition for the clients that were already on his roster. Now, can you believe that? Well, happily, it was within a period of time, and under the SAG contract at that time, you can leave the agent within a 90-day period of time under signing that contract, which, of course, I did. But I just couldn't believe the lack of integrity that this agency had, and felt that I was a threat somehow, and so that their clients had the advantage over using me and putting me in those spots. It kind of doesn't make sense to me even now, but at the time, it was a devastating experience. And so what could I have done differently? I don't know. I was just excited about this agency. I will tell you the bottom line on the story is that this agency got into fiduciary issues several months later and closed their doors, never to be heard from again. So there was sort of poetic justice in what happened. But I beat myself up mercilessly over the fact that I had this situation and that I should have known better. But then there's a phrase that says, you know what? You shouldn't should on yourself, right? You shouldn't beat yourself up for those things that you just have no real true understanding of. So the next quick story is that I got a call from a modeling agency. Now, I'm not a model. I haven't done any modeling, but they said, we saw your picture and we thought it would be really great if you wouldn't mind coming in and having a meeting with us. But before we do that, I just want you to know that this is about being on the cover of a new book that's coming out. And would you be interested in being on a cover of a new book? And I thought, wow, that's kind of like a new thing I never heard of. And they mentioned the name of the book. And I was like, okay, I don't know that much about the book, but it's coming out and it's going to be a huge, big bestseller. And it's also a movie. And so there's just all kinds of additional stuff going on. I'm thinking, gosh, I'm wondering if I should call my agent about this. And I just thought, well, I'm going to call the agent and just ask them these questions. Like, I got approached to be on the cover of this book. Should I do it? And the agent said, well, and I gave them the name of the book. And the agent said, well, you know what this story is, right? And I said, no. Well, without giving you the name of the story, it was this very, graphic, salacious story, and it was not something that I personally wanted it to be associated with. So the agent was like, you know what? You've got to ask for a lot of money. And the agent offered to negotiate that because every bookshelf, every grocery store supermarket is going to have your picture. And it was with me with my shirt off, by the way. That was going to be the shot. It was me kind of looking provocative and sexy, whatever. This wasn't one of those romance novels. It was something a little more sexually explicit. And so the agent was like, oh my God, this could really not be a good thing for you. Now, the reason that I'm telling you this story is that when these kinds of offers or these situations present themselves, it's so easy to get sucked into the idea of, oh my God, I'm going to be paid $5,000 and I'm going to be on the cover of this book and whatever. But upon further investigation, it would have been just kind of like not something I would have been excited or happy to have been a part of, frankly. So that's my book cover story. And I'm not saying that this is a pitfall or a danger, but the danger is in getting excited about the prospect of a particular job and not really putting in the time or the research to get all of the facts. I think that's the best advice. Trusting your gut, trusting your instinct. Now, the final story I have to share is a auditioning in the basement story. I don't really have to say that much about it, but if you're auditioning, going into a very bizarre place, like a basement, and there are not other people around, it's just you and then maybe somebody sitting in the dark corner somewhere, this is not a good idea. Okay. So scope out the area. Take somebody with you if there's any question at all. You need to take care of yourself. You need to have the antenna up. But you also have to know that in show business, sometimes there are just bizarre little situations or circumstances that are completely harmless. But you just simply have to trust your instinct. A couple of other tips for you and some of the dangers and pitfalls. Contracts that you are offered are meant to be read. I'll repeat that. Contracts you are offered are meant to be read. Manager contracts are not the same as SAG-AFTRA contracts. In other words, an agent is franchised by the union, SAG-AFTRA Equity, and they follow the guidelines that the union has set forth. So any of those contracts are legitimate. So if it's a SAG-AFTRA or equity contract, those are not written by the agents or managers. Those are legitimate contracts. And so they're, in my opinion, those are extremely safe. Of course you're going to read them. Of course you want to get into, you know, the legalese language if you can. But managers sometimes offer contracts that are not the same. They have their own contract. Those are the ones that I'm talking about that have to be thoroughly read. A lawyer isn't always necessary for this, but you know what? If there's ever a question, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to get some legal advice, especially if there's some substantial financial, you know, compensation involved, then maybe you might want to consider hiring a lawyer or at least getting a pair of eyes on any of those kinds of legal documents. Never respond without some time to evaluate. The pressure to sign now is really inappropriate in any kind of agreement. So please make sure that you decide to take some time, 24 hours. Give me 3 or 4 days. I want to look it over. All of those things should not be met with negativity or criticism from the other person. I also want to just point out that I've seen over-aggressive actors become a really poor part to play as well. And this isn't in keeping necessarily with the warnings or things to watch out for. But if you feel as if you're taking unusual risks to make yourself be remembered by casting, then I think you might be doing yourself a disservice. I've told this story before, and I'm just going to repeat it real quick, but I had auditioned an actor in the morning, and we were auditioning during the entire day. This was before COVID. And around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we get a knock on the door of the studio, and a pizza delivery person walks in and hands us a pizza. We were like, what? Who's doing this? And then I opened up the box of the pizza, and the actor who I'd seen first in the morning had pasted his headshot inside the pizza box with a sign or a note that said, "Remember me." Oh my gosh. That's kind of overly aggressive. So I just wanted to throw that story in there because, you know, there are the other sides of that, and you need to have a professional perspective, not only in those offers that you are getting, the contracts that you receive, trusting your gut instincts, but also you don't want to be that actor that is an outlier of being anything but professional. So those are my tips. Those are my suggestions. I hope that you've learned something today. Please let me know what you thought of this podcast. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.